Well, we're plunging ahead here, going through some quick answers for people that have emotional reasons that they have turned against Christianity. Let's try this one. Christians are intolerant. They say there's only one way to God. In this day and age, of course, you've got people that are religious pluralists that see this as a real terrible thing to say. But, you know, truth has a way of being narrow, doesn't it? It's intolerant to claim there's only one way to God. Well, there's only one way to do 2 + 2. So truth has a way of being narrow. And frankly, that term intolerant bothers me because we're all intolerant of some things. Intolerance is not always a negative. We should be intolerant of crime. We should be intolerant of incest. We should be intolerant of sex trafficking. There's a lot of things we should be intolerant of. So intolerance is not the issue. It's what are you intolerant about? Okay, only one way to God. Does that make us intolerant? If it makes us intolerant, it makes Jesus intolerant. He's the one that said it, not us. And all religions make exclusive claims. It's not just Christianity. I don't know why we're the only one on the hot seat. All religions make exclusive claims about the way to their paradise or whatever. And frankly, here's one last thing we think about. The intolerant attack is just a label on us. Why don't we look at the argument instead? It's just trying to say that Christians are a certain way. Okay, well, maybe I am. But that doesn't defeat my argument. And we need to think about what is the argument and is there enough support for it? Here's another attack on Christianity. Well, emotional reasons. Hell is a terrible doctrine. I couldn't believe in a religion that talks about hell. Well, maybe we could ask a question. Should lawbreakers be punished? And then the question is, how often do we break the law? Well, I did a little quick calculation. If we just did something like 10 or 15 sins a day, we'd end up with something like 400,000 over a 60-year adult span. We're way worse than we think we are. Hell is separation. It's not torture. We should think of it as that way. God's not putting people on the rack and putting them over flames. It's separation from God, which of course will be a psychological horror. And then Jesus, here's another response. Jesus is the solution, not the problem. We don't go to hell because we don't believe in Jesus. We go because of our sins. Jesus came to get rid of that. So we look at Jesus as a solution, not the problem. One more thing. Hell wasn't created for people. You can see that in the Bible. One final thing on hell. Who chooses hell? We do. I think it was C.S. Lewis that said, there are two people in the world, some that say to God, thy will be done, and others, God says to them, thy will be done. Or somebody once said, hell has a door that's locked on the inside. So we choose that as our destiny. God is not arbitrarily tossing us in there. Okay, so I'll stop at this point. We've got a couple more emotional reasons I'd like to get to next time.